In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in a deeply consumerist society where shopping is one of our most popular recreations. Nowhere is that more apparent, perhaps, than in London, and nowhere more frightening or extreme than here in Belgravia. Throughout our society, the purchasing frenzy is fuelled by the media, which reinforces at every opportunity the strength of this or that brand image, and sells us the need to wrap ourselves in possessions as an identity which we can acquire with money. A television programme which I will never forget featured a family who had to give up their designer goods for a week and use unbranded clothes and food instead. The man was visibly distressed at the loss of these aspirational markers, and he said in quite a state but with terrifying sincerity, "I'm nothing without my labels." Without his BMW car, his Samsung phone, his Gap and French Connection clothes, he felt that he had no identity or value at all. As people, we look for places to feel secure. We may have a professional identity within which we can feel safe. Some of us in churches find security for our true selves within a carefully maintained religious identity. For some people, cut off from the spiritual root of human being, the temptation to hide behind the badges and labels of consumerism is very great. Unsure of who they are or what life is worth, or what could be of ultimate value, they find a garment of consumer status to disguise the nakedness of their own self-doubt. Many fear that if their labels were taken away, they would be nothing, a void, empty, no one. But life is not meaningless, and it is in the stripping away of the clutter of consumerism, the labels, the false front which we present to those around us, and the accretions of social conventions like titles or qualifications, superior postcodes, or even the status and respect we enjoy within our churches as devout or kind, as almsgivers or people who fast, to use the biblical imagery from today's gospel. It is in the stripping away of these things that we find it possible to discover just who we are and what that life is worth. Lent is a powerful tool for doing just that, for helping us to peel away the defensive wrapper of our self-love, our self-doubt, or our self-loathing, that we may stand before God with an open heart, with our conscience laid bare, and the things we count as necessary laid on the altar of discipleship. As the wind strips bare the trees in winter, so the Spirit can gently, kindly help us to lay aside our protective layers, even our religious identity with its good works and devotions, and so leave us standing before God as we are, like trees in February, bare but ready to open up towards the warming light of spring. And what beauty is there in each of us, each tender, sensitive body bearing God within it, like the warm glow of our metabolic mystery itself animating us from within. The precious life of God contained in vessels crafted to cradle divinity. It is simply not the case that without our labels, or whatever outward show we put on to present ourselves to the world, without even our religiosity or prayerfulness, it's not the case that without these things we are nothing. Quite the contrary. Standing simply before God as we must on Ash Wednesday, without subterfuge or excuse, we know ourselves made in his pure and holy image. God is in us, for God is in Christ, and we are in him, sealed, protected from what we might otherwise become, set free in bare simplicity, with its infinite potential to be fully what we are. Many shy away from such a revelation. The process of removing our outward identity and standing bare-souled even before God is too hard a thing to contemplate. We must ask for courage for this Lenten task, that, stripped of life's varnish and polish and filler, we will this Lent find ourselves with God in our simplicity, and see both ourselves and others as we truly are. May God give us courage this Lent to unlearn those things which hinder our vision of his glory and unending love, that we may enter into a holy celebration of the death and resurrection of our Lord. Amen.